The New Living Translation. This one is complete trash. Go to John chapter 7. John chapter 7 in your Bible. Now, in John chapter number 7, Jesus Christ is being harassed by his family. His family doesn't believe in him. His family doesn't support his ministry. And in John chapter number 7, verse 8, the Bible says, "Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come." So Jesus Christ is not able to just go around in public, because if he did, people might kill him, because people didn't like Jesus. I know that's like contrary to what most people teach. Jesus was so unpopular that just going out in public, people would just kill him. So he had to go around and kind of hide himself a little bit. He's kind of like a fugitive on the run a little bit. And so he couldn't just openly go up to this feast or they would just kill him. And he had to die on the cross. So he had to die a very specific way. So he says, "Hey, you guys go up, but I'm not going up yet." Okay. Listen what this Bible says. It says in verse number 8, "You go on. I'm not going to this festival because my time has not yet come." Now, this is a problem. Why? If I told you, "Hey, I'm not going to church tonight," and then you saw me at church, what would you think? That I lied, right? I mean, that's a lie. If I say, "Hey, I'm not going to church tonight, guys," you're like, "What are you doing at church?" In this same book, verse 10, this is what it says. "But after his brothers left for the festival, Jesus also went." That's an important word, yet, isn't it? To say, "Hey, I'm not going up yet to this feast." But this Bible just takes it out. That means that Jesus lied. Why would I want to have a Bible that's making Jesus a liar? How could I not burn a book that's calling Jesus Christ a liar today? Yet people get so offended. How about Romans chapter number 16? If you needed any more examples from this book, I hate this book. This book is wicked, saying that Jesus lied. "Oh, it's just semantics." Yeah, well, I care about semantics when it's implying our Lord and Savior lying, since the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie, since the Bible is saying that there's no unrighteousness in him. Romans chapter 16, verse number 1. Now, in your Bible, it calls Phoebe a servant. Listen to this one. "I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church in Chantria." It calls a woman a deacon in this book. The Bible says deacon's supposed to be the husband of one wife. How did that work out? How does that even make any sense today? I wonder who wrote this book. Probably a woman. And look, a lot of women are on these translating committees for these books, for these Bibles. I'm surprised that got in there, huh?